for me? Behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come into his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and earrings, and rings, and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered, offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. If there be yet many years behind, according unto them, he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord, and journeyed not. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel, the land what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And Moab was sore afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give many, but from them that have few ye shall give few. Every one shall give of his cities unto the Levites according to his inheritance which he inheriteth. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. So ye abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that ye abode there. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. The Emims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, beside unwalled towns a great many. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, And I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down under the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country which slew many of us. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote of the people 70,010 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord, to save by many or by few. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. And David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, That the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of the spear smote him under the 5th rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but he sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? And Shimei said unto the king, The saying is good. As my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceeding many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And it came to pass after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many? And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply, like to the children of Judah. For there fell down many slain, because the war was of God, and they dwelt in their steads until the captivity. And with them, by their generations after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons and sons' sons, 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. The Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But, my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? And Jehath was the chief, and Ziza the second. But Jehosh and Beriah had not many sons, therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. And the sons of Eliezer were Rehabiah, the chief, and Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he dealt wisely, and dispersed of all his children throughout all the countries of Judah and Benjamin, unto every fenced city, and he gave them victual in abundance. And he desired many wives. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine-dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for every one that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord pardon every one. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. For there were that said, We, our sons, and our daughters are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was a son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara. And his son Johanan had taken the daughter Meshullam, the son of Berechiah. That I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. For he was a faithful man and feared God above many. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifiest against them by thy Spirit in thy prophets. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. And he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid, yea, many shall make suit unto thee. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. He shall judge among the heathen, he shall fill the places with the dead bodies, he shall wound the heads over many countries. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. A Song of Degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. For the transgression of a land many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge the state thereof shall be prolonged. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. But if a man live many years, and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. In mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks. And many among them shall stumble and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. To the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. Ye have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many. And ye gather together the waters of the lower pool. Take an harp, go about the city, thou harlot that hast been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. What hath my beloved to do in mine house, seeing she hath wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard, they have trodden my portion underfoot, they have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, Arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence which I commanded thee to hide there. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many, we have sinned against thee. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, Peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, Wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this great city? For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. And all nations shall serve him, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Then took Jeremiah another roll, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book, which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire. And there were added, besides unto them, many like words. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon, and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another. And they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. Not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. Of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. And they shall burn thine houses with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire any more. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers. And behold, this vine did bend her roots toward him, and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. Say thou, Thus saith the Lord God, Shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof, and cut off the fruit thereof, that it wither? It shall wither in all the lees of her spring, even without great power or many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war, by casting up mounts and building forts to cut off many persons. Thy mother is like a vine in thy blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches by reason of many waters. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up. And say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situate at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. The men of Dedan were thy merchants, many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. When thy wares went forth out of the seas, thou fillest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations into the countries which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. Son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many, the land is given us for inheritance, and cause me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north part, thou, and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. Thus saith the Lord God, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them? And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi even unto Eneglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000s, but he shall not be strengthened by it. In those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many. But a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach he shall cause it to turn upon him. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil, many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, and with horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries, and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Now also many nations are gathered against thee, that say, Let her be defiled, and let her eye look upon Zion. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thus saith the Lord, Though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down, when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut thee off, it shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm, make thyself many as the locust. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. Because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, It shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? At the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and now, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken from them, and heard of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, sat at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said, Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever there, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, Seven, and a few little fishes. Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And the last shall be first. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. For many are called, but few are chosen. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came 2 false witnesses, and said, Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hark! And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold a tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things, and be set at naught. And the Spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. Who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women, which came up with him unto Jerusalem. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and chief priests, and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. For I tell you, that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. And many more believed because of his own word. And the lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying. Who can hear it? From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And many of the people believed on him and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000, Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee, in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed, and were baptized. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in await of the Jews. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. Now after many years I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about, and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken so shall thy seed be. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be made dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For the body is not one member, but many. But now are they many members, yet but one body. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted of many. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. And lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count to their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster, and all the company in ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.